This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. There's already been a lot of talk about the growth in wearable technology in 2014, but a lot of that technology seems designed for only one sex. That would be my half. Still, there are glimmers of diversity on the way. The San Francisco company Fitbit, which has become one of the more popular makers of wearable fitness trackers, just announced a new partnership with women's fashion designer Tory Burch. James Park is Fitbit CEO. Hi, James.
Hi.
This is an interesting industry as it relates to designing for men and women. There's not actually that much that's being designed specifically with women in mind.
You know, it's a running joke that most consumer electronics companies, when they think about products for women, it's just a matter of making it pink and releasing it out into the market. We definitely didn't want to do that, so it made sense for us to partner up with Tory Burch, who releases just awesome jewelry for women. The culmination of the partnership is that Tory Burch is going to release pendants and wristbands and bracelets that have sensors embedded in them.
Now, are these going to be much like the Fitbit Flex, or are there going to be some new functionalities here?
So each of these accessories will have a little compartment where you can slide the Fitbit Flex activity tracker into it and mix and match.
You guys have been around for a while now, I guess at least in technology time. Tell me about some of the stuff that you're doing now that you weren't doing in the beginning and how you learned to get there.
You know, what we've learned is that when we started the company, we had a single device, and now we have five products out in the market. There's a lot of different needs for consumers, whether it's price point, aesthetics, wearability, functionality, et cetera. And I think the big theme for 2014 in wearables is, can we truly make this mainstream?
You have a certain amount of skepticism when it comes towards your own industry.
You know, our mission as a company has been to try to utilize technology to make people healthier. And you can only do that if there's a vast amount of people that are excited to use the technology itself.
What's a failure that you've suffered, something that forced you to change the way that you do business as a company and design your technology?
When Eric and I started the company, it was incredibly difficult to raise venture capital to start a consumer electronics business. What it taught us was to be hyper-efficient. And, you know, we have about 220 people in San Francisco right now, but we're still pretty lean.
James Park is the CEO and co-founder of Fitbit. James, thank you very much.
Thank you.